the 17th century, a group of people called the Pilgrims wanted to reform and purify England's churches. As a result of their efforts, they were persecuted. So they sailed to the Netherlands, also known as Holland, seeking religious freedom. After 12 years in Holland, where they struggled to make a living and felt threatened by the permissive Dutch society, the Pilgrims decided to seek refuge in a place where they could create a society that matched their religious ideals. In exchange for 7 years of work, the Puritans persuaded a London stock company to finance their journey to the New World. In September 1620, 102 passengers set sail from Plymouth, England, on a ship called the Mayflower. The journey took 65 days and was filled with much difficulty. Bad storms weakened the ship and caused many leaks. Many passengers were cold and damp for much of the journey, and others were concerned that they wouldn't even survive. Though many were sick and one person died, they did make it. On December 11, 1620, the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and began to explore the surrounding area for a suitable place to build their colony. They chose Plymouth because it had an excellent harbor and a large brook in which to catch fish to eat. While living on the Mayflower and ferrying back and forth to land, the Pilgrims built their houses and barns. Construction was hindered by exceptionally heavy snow and intense cold, but the settlement was completed in late March 1621. Their success was dampened by great sorrow. Nearly half of their original group died that first winter. Besides survival, the Pilgrims were concerned that the Native American Indians would attack them. To their surprise, an Indian named Samoset walked right into the colony and welcomed them in broken English. Samoset was from an Indian tribe in Maine and had picked up a few English words from the fishermen who came into the harbors there. He told them also of another Indian named Squanto, a native of that place who had been in England and could speak better English than he. The Pilgrims used the opportunity to negotiate a peace treaty and to establish trading relations. Squanto's importance to the Pilgrims was enormous, and it can be said that they would not have survived without his help. It was Squanto who taught the Pilgrims how to tap the maple trees for sap, how to plant Indian corn and other crops, and how to tell which plants were poisonous and which could be used as medicine.